everyone, and welcome to the All It Takes a Goal podcast, the best place in the entire world, including all of Canada, to learn how to build new thoughts, new actions, and new results. I'm your host, John Acuff, and today we're talking about changing your mindset from negative to positive. Anybody else here negative by nature? Like you're pessimistic or maybe you're cynical? Yeah, me too. Maybe my excuse, I feel like, is what singer Noah Kahan says. I've heard him sing this line before where he said, "I'm mean because I grew up in New England." And maybe that's a good excuse for me because I'm from the bitter Northlands of Massachusetts. So maybe that's the reason I'm so negative by nature. But the good news is we're going to change that in just a few minutes. That's the goal of this episode. I'm going to tell you how I learned to be positive and how you can be positive too. But first, let's hear a quick word from the sponsor of today's episode. Are you living up to your full potential? Dr. Mike Peasley and I asked over 3,000 people this question, and the research was wild. Here's what we found. 50% of people reported that 50% of their full potential is untapped. That means half of us are walking around with half lives. But what if you could have a fulfilling career? What if you could enjoy a thriving marriage and strong friendships? What if you could be in the greatest shape of your life? The good news is you can. In my new book, All It Takes Is a Goal, you'll learn how to escape the comfort zone, avoid the chaos zone, and live in the potential zone. Plus, for a limited time, when you order by September 12th, you'll get amazing bonuses like the entire audiobook read by me. That's right. You get the entire audiobook for free. You also get a signed book plate and an exclusive download of my Dream Plan Do review poster. Order your copy anywhere books are sold and then claim your bonuses at atgbook.com. That's atgbook.com. All right, let's jump into the episode. I'm trying something new for those wicked busy people out there. Remember I said I was from Massachusetts? We use the word wicked to mean very. Like it's wicked cold, it's wicked hot, it's wicked dumb, means very. So I'm going to try something new for those busy people out there. I'm going to give you a 30-second version of this entire podcast, just in case you're walking into the office like you just got to work, or the kids are having a no-nap meltdown, like just meltdown city, and there's not time for you to be like, can you pause your meltdown so that I can listen to this delightful podcast? Or maybe you just finish your time on the treadmill, it's time to leave the gym. 30 seconds, I'll give it to you, the whole episode, in a little bow, wrapped up with a little bow. Are you ready? Positivity has a better ROI than negativity. It increases creativity, which takes hope. It deepens friendships. Misery loves company, but never shares its heart. And it opens you up to opportunities. Cynicism is the coward's way out of hiding from desire. So that's the entire episode in 30 seconds. That's what I'm going to talk about today. If you need more than 30 seconds, cool. I do too. Let's listen to the whole episode. So as I mentioned, I'm a very cynical person. I am negative by nature. Could be worse. I could be naughty by nature. Yeah, you know me. That'll be the last old school rap reference all episode, I promise. But it's true. I'm a very pessimistic person. I'm not even a glass half full kind of guy. I'm more of a glass is probably full of scorpions and someone is going to steal it because this world is out to get you kind of guy. And I'm being taken advantage of. Like that thought, that broken soundtrack is one of the biggest broken soundtracks I have. I'm working on it. My wife and I would argue about that one all the time. Like when we would go to the beach and we would have some like beat up umbrella stroller, you know, that umbrella stroller every parent owned. And we would put it on the beach and I'd be like, oh, we better go. Like we can't go on a walk because it's on our towel and somebody could take it. And her attitude is always, if somebody steals our beat up umbrella stroller, they needed it more than us. Isn't that nice? And mine was more, no, they just robbed us. They robbed us of a $9 umbrella stroller. So I'm a very negative person. I think sometimes people are surprised by that. And the reason they're surprised is I write incredibly positive books. I'm one of the most encouraging people you'll ever meet. Like my future is so bright, I gotta wear shades. If you follow me on Instagram, I'm only trying to do one thing, and that's amp you up. Like, I can't believe I get to live this life. And I think tomorrow is going to be even better than today. I loved my 30s more than my 20s. I love my 40s more than my 30s. And I can't wait for my 50s. Like, I think my 50s are going to be amazing. I think the 60s are going to be even better than that. So So what happened for me? Like, how did someone with a Counting Crows temperament, because that's really, I'm very much around here, kind of like 11 minute live version kind of guy. Like, how did I turn down the mope and turn up the hope? What a rhyme. Turn down the mope and turn up the hope. Let's go. I essentially learned one powerful lesson in my 30s. Here's what I learned. This is what changed everything for me. I learned that positivity has a better ROI than negativity. And when I say ROI, I mean return on investment. The results, if you will. It's true. The return you get on positivity is so much bigger and brighter than negativity. And I didn't believe it at first, though. And if you don't either, let's keep talking. I would say that I tried negativity for about the first 34 years of my life. I don't remember like being a storm cloud as a four-year-old, but I definitely became like a surly 13-year-old, and then I just wrote it out. Like, if I ever meet a rude 13-year-old or some boy who's just so sullen and just a punk, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. So I would say from 13 to 34 years old, I gave negativity my best shot. And here's what happened. Here's the results that I got from negativity. Number one, I was rejected from every fraternity on campus because I was such a punk. True story. I went to Stanford University. I was really insecure. I was really afraid. I had moved from Massachusetts to Alabama. No one gave me the idea of like, hey, by the way, it's going to be different in Alabama than it is in Massachusetts. I was really insecure. And then insecurity came across as sarcasm and ego and arrogance. And I got rejected from every fraternity on campus. Number two, I got fired from two jobs, and I deserved it both times. At the time, I might not have said that, but looking back, I'm like, yeah, that was the right decision. I was not a great employee. I was a very negative employee. Number three, I dreaded Monday mornings because I was so negative about work. Anybody else have that feeling? Like, Sunday is just the worst day for you. Like, Sunday, you just around like noon, around 1 p.m. when kind of the day starts to collapse into Monday, you start to go, oh no, like I dreaded work. Number four result I got from negativity, I didn't have any deep friendships. I really didn't. So misery loves company. That's a phrase we all know, but it never really shares its heart. Like, it never goes deep. So I didn't have any deep friendships. Number five, I barely wrote. Like, I barely wrote when I was kind of focused on negativity. And I think the reason why is that creativity requires a degree of hope. And when you don't have any, the last thing you want to spend time with is a blank page. To create something new where something didn't exist takes some degree of hope. It takes some degree of optimism. I'm not saying you have to be Pollyanna or shiny, but it takes some hope to create. Number six, I felt gross. I just flat out felt gross all the time. And number seven, the seventh thing that happened when I really invested in negativity was I missed out on fun opportunities. When you're cynical, you can't admit what you desire, which means you can't pursue what you desire, which means you never get what you desire. Do you see how vicious that circle is? Like, it's just the cycle. You ready? You can't admit what you desire, which means you can't pursue it. Like, you can't chase it. You can't say it out loud. You can't own it, which means you never get it. It's this really, really vicious cycle. And the list could be a lot longer than that. But you can quickly tell that the return on investment for me, for negativity, was pretty weak. So I hit my mid-30s, and I was just tired. Like, I was tired of all of that. You ever have those moments where it's like, you say, like, it's enough. It's enough already. Like, it's enough. Like, I've had my fill. So 3 decades of negativity felt like a long enough experiment. I don't, like, if you're living a way right now that's not giving you the results you want, I don't care what age you are. Maybe it's time to just throw in the enough towel and be like, you know what? I tried that, did not work. I don't have the relationships I want. I don't have the finances I want. I'm not in the shape I want. I don't have the things I want. It's enough already. Don't be afraid to throw in the enough towel. I think a lot of life change happens when we're brave and humble enough to throw in the enough towel. I think it does. So I decided to sample positivity. And that's a key word. I sampled it. I didn't go all in. Like, I didn't change every part of my life overnight. That's the pressure we sometimes feel when it comes to change. We think, I got to change everything all at once. No. Like, ease into new things. I like an on-ramp. I don't need, like, to jump, like, the Grand Canyon to change. Like, I like an on-ramp. So I would love to tell you that I changed everything, though, because it would make for a more dramatic story, but that's not what happened. All I did, I just started writing a blog that I cared about. And I wrote it out of frustration initially. Like, to be honest, it was based out of frustration initially. I felt like I had all this pent-up energy, all this creativity, all this sense of wonder that was log-jammed behind my negative worldview. And it had to find a home. I had to find a home for this creativity. So I started blogging. And it was the first time that I was brave enough to be positive about something I wrote. The most powerful lie of negativity, cynicism, and apathy is that it will protect you from getting hurt. If you don't care if something happens, you won't get hurt if it doesn't happen. That's what apathy, that's what cynicism, that's what negativity tells you. If you don't care if something happens, you won't get hurt if it doesn't happen. But that's not protection, that's numbness. That kind of approach isn't protection, that's numbness. You get numb. So I did the opposite. I started caring about what I wrote. I started paying attention to how I felt. I started hoping that I could build a different life. I started believing I was responsible for my choices and my life. You talk about a powerful switch that happens. Like, what a powerful moment when you start realizing you're responsible for your choices and your life. And it was slow and awkward at first. I want to be real clear about that. It was slow and awkward at first. Here's one of the awkward things that happens that I've discovered. When you've been sarcastic as long as I have with the people in your life, people get whiplash at dinner parties when you're nice. It's the wildest thing. Like, if you send someone an encouraging text or you write them a thank you note or you ask a thoughtful question about something they care about, like if you follow up with somebody like a week later and you see them, you go, hey, how did drop off go for college? Like, I know you were kind of stressed about that. You're bringing your kid to college. How did it go? People are surprised. They're kind of like, wait, what? Who's this? It takes some time for people to start to go, is he for real? Is she for real? So I started to work on positivity. Now, what's happened since practicing positivity for the last 13 years? So I had a good run from about, you know, age 13 to 34, negativity. I shared what I learned. From age 34 to 47, I'm 47 years old now. I'll be 48 in December, in case you're curious, 48. That's late 40s, which I am 100% okay with. But here's what happened. Here's a couple things that happened when I started leaning into positivity. Number one, I started getting up earlier, not out of obligation, but out of joy, because I had the blog to look forward to. I was really excited to record like ideas down, to write ideas down, to think through things. I was excited to post. I was excited to read comments. I was excited to try something new. That was the first thing. Number two, I started doing better at work. And the reason why is really simple. Guess what? Guess what happens when you mainline joy before you come into your day job? That's one of the things I tell people all the time about side hustles that like nobody talks about enough. If you have a day job you don't love and you work on your side hustle before you go to work, you perform better all day at work because you've practiced joy in the morning. Like, you've gotten out some of that frustration, some of that grumpiness. You've worked through it in the side hustle. You're growing something on the side. You come in and you don't expect work to serve you. Like, that was the thing. I did all this creative writing in the morning, so I didn't go into work and be like, here, you better let me do exactly what I want to do. I want to do creative writing. That's what, like, no. I didn't expect work to be my joy. I found the joy in the morning before I came in, and I was a better employee the entire day. Number three thing that happened. My blog got turned into a book. So that blog I was getting up early to write, it got turned into a book. I reached out to a literary agent and said, hey, I've got these people reading this blog. Like, do you think we can get a deal together? And got rejected a bunch, because that's what always happens. Like, you get rejected a bunch. And then eventually, though, a publisher was interested and they decided to publish this book about this blog I was writing. That's the third thing that happened. Number four, the Dave Ramsey team recruited me for my dream job. So I went to Nashville and I spoke for the Dave Ramsey team three times over a 3-year period. And we became connected. We became friends and they recruited me for this amazing opportunity. Number five, I started looking forward to Monday mornings. It changed how I thought about my week. Number six, I wrote a second book. So once you write one book, you're like, if I can write one book, I bet I can write a second book. And then here's the crazy thing. Then I wrote a third book, and then I wrote a fourth book, and then I wrote a fifth book. And I've written 9 books now. My brand new book, All It Takes Is a Goal, which is my 9th book, comes out soon. Number seven, I started my own company. Like, as I built up some momentum, as I was riding this positive wave, I decided I want to run my own thing. I want to do my own thing. I want to start my own company. So I started my own company. I've run it for the last 10 years. I've had a decade of business. Number eight, I hit the New York Times bestsellers list. And number nine, my friendships, my marriage were deeper than they've ever been. So did all of that happen automatically when I worked on my positivity? Yes, it was overnight. It was 100% overnight. It was very simple. No, of course not. I had to write the books. I had to move my family to Nashville to pursue the dream job. I had to stay up late and get up early to get my business off the ground in 1,000 ways. You see, here's how it works. Positivity changes your attitude. Your attitude changes your actions. Your actions change your results. Let me say that again. Positivity changes your attitude, which is really just a different word for collection of soundtracks. You know how we talk about that on this podcast? That a soundtrack is this repetitive thought you listen to? That's what your attitude is. It's just a collection of soundtracks you're listening to. Your attitude or your soundtracks change your actions, and then your actions change your results. It's not magic. It's really not. There's still a lot of work. But I can say without a shadow of a doubt that none of it would have happened in the last 13 years without pursuing positivity. If I had pursued negativity, if I had stayed on the course I was on, so I'm mid-30s, I feel kind of stuck in my job, feel kind of stuck in my life. If I had stayed on that course, I can say without a shadow of a doubt that none of the things I just mentioned would have happened. But instead, I pursued positivity. And my life changed. So what can you do today? That's the question, right? What can you do today? Okay, here's what I want you to think about. If you're a negative person like me, and I'm still negative, I still work really hard at being positive. Every day I work hard at it because of the benefits. But if you're a negative person like me, if any of this, you're like, oh, this guy, like, I get it. All I want you to do this week as a result of this podcast is ask yourself 2 honest questions. The first one is, did he just say podcast? Yeah, I did. I said podcast wrong. I have a podcast, but I called it a podcast, which is probably like what a pirate would call their podcast. I mispronounced it. Let's just leave that in Ross. Ross is the producer. Every now and then I'll go, Ross, cut, because it's a terrible mistake. That one didn't feel that terrible to me. I just mispronounced podcast. But if you're a negative person like me, ask yourself 2 honest questions. Number one, what am I getting out of negativity? Like, what am I getting out of it? We're always getting something out of the things we choose. And negativity is a choice. Your attitude is a choice. We're always getting something out of the things we choose. So first question, what am I getting out of negativity? Second question, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Like, are you getting the results you want? And if you're not, I dare you, just try positivity on for size this week. Like, just a small degree of positivity. 2 questions. What am I getting out of negativity? And number 2, is it worth it? If it's not, try to find one way you can practice positivity on for size this week. So I'll give you one example of a way I did that just the other day. And it's so silly. You're going to hear this and be like, this guy's ridiculous. I agree. But the results are so fun. So I have a pull-up bar in my backyard attached to a tree. We don't have a pull-up bar in the house anywhere. I would love to have a massive house. My dream, I just want to be rich enough where I have a room where a ping pong table doesn't have to be folded and put away, like where it's just freestanding and it's there forever. Like, I've never lived in a house that had a dedicated ping pong spot. I don't know if that's what got Jeff Bezos started, but that's exciting to me. But we have this pull-up bar on a tree outside in the backyard. It's where I do pull-ups. And in the South, in the summer, especially late summer, the mosquitoes are out of control. We have mosquito squad, which I love, like where they spray your yard. But at this point in the summer, the mosquitoes have been doing like CrossFit in the backyard. They're incredibly muscular. And there's this kind of mosquito that seems like it only comes out in the late summer that's got like tiger stripes. That's not the right word. I'm not a botanist or whatever a bug person is, but they're striped and they're aggressive. If you're from the South, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so I was doing pull-ups the other day, and these mosquitoes were going to town on me. And it was really annoying. And I started to feel negative about that. I was like, I hate mosquitoes. This is the worst. Now, let's follow that path. So I've got this attitude. What did I say? Attitude turns into actions, turns into results. Or thoughts turn into actions, turn into results. I've got this thought. I hate mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are the worst. So then what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next is I'm going to find a reason to not do the pull-ups. Like that negativity is going to lead to me not doing the pull-ups, which is the action. And then I'm not going to get stronger, which is the result I want. So I paused in that moment. And I was like, can I find a way to make this situation, even this situation, positive? And I thought for a second and I thought, you know what? I think I can. Here's how I'm going to look at it. I am choosing to look at it this way. I'm choosing my thoughts. The mosquitoes are actually helping me because I'm getting through the pull-ups faster. In order to avoid them, I'm going to do the pull-ups faster. I'm not waiting. I'm not screwing around. I'm not taking long breaks between sets. I'm like, no. Let's knock these out as fast as possible because the mosquitoes are chasing us back inside. So then I started to get ridiculous with them and be like, it's almost like they're like tiny little trainers, like tiny little personal trainers that are like, you can do it, John. Is that silly? It is. Of course it's silly. But here's the thing. I did more pull-ups and I finished them faster. So I don't care if it's silly if I can look at the results and go, oh, okay. Did more pull-ups and did them faster. Thank you, mosquitoes. That's one very small way I practiced positivity just the other day. So I dare you to practice a little positivity this week. And if you liked this episode or anything you've ever heard me say, you got to pre-order my new book, All It Takes Is a Goal. Why pre-order? Well, if you pre-order before September 12th, you get the entire audiobook for free. The whole thing, not a chapter, not a section, not a segment, the entire book. And I read it. And it comes with 10 bonus stories. There's a lot of bonus content and you get it free. Just order All It Takes Is a Goal anywhere books are sold. And then go to atgbook.com to get your bonuses. That's atgbook.com. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We'll put all the links in the show notes as always. And thank you for reviewing my podcast. The reviews you write are super encouraging. Here's one I recently saw from Dr. Amy Chiro. Dr. Amy, let's go. We got doctors writing reviews. I love that. Dr. Amy says, it's like a friend riding in the car with me to work. I have been a fan of John Acuff for many years. I love his sense of humor. And when I listen to his podcast, I feel like I'm driving with a friend. I've even been known to respond out loud to something he's talking about. I love that, Amy. Maybe in this episode, you're like, you didn't really do that mosquito thing. I did. She continues, but not only is the podcast enjoyable to listen to, it's full of wisdom and things you can take with you in your day to grow as a person, leader, and just all around have a better day. Highly recommend this podcast to anyone who wants to make an impact in their world. Thank you for writing that, Dr. Amy. Make sure you subscribe or follow or whatever it is the kids are saying these days, and please write a review. I'll see you next week. And remember, all it takes is a goal.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the All It Takes Is a Goal podcast and to get access to today's show notes and exclusive content from John Acuff, visit acuff.me/podcast. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the All It Takes Is a Goal podcast.